Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Moed Katan, Daf Chavav. The Gemara lists a series of kriyos that are compared to the kriya of a parent and share the chumrah that the kriyos may never be misachem, may never be sewn up forever. The Gemara told us earlier in Daf Chav Beis that the kriya of a parent is more chumra than the kriya on other relatives, in that other relatives may be misacha achar shloshim, that after 30 days one may sew up the tear, but that of a parent may never be sewed up. And here the Gemara tells us a list of many other kriyos that one is obligated to tear, and in addition to that have the chumra that they are not misacha forever. The opinion of the Rambam is that not only do these other kriyos, for example, on Rabbo, on Nasi, and Avbeistin, etc., all those listed in the Gemara, share in the chumrah of the kriya of an Av V'aim, that they're not misacha, but also share in the other chumros that the Gemara Nafchav Beis listed. The Gemara listed a series of chumros in the nature of the kriya of a parent in contrast to that of other relatives. And the Rambam says that the kriyos that are listed in our Gemara here have this, all those chumras as well. For example, that which person is mechuyev, the Gemara called begadav, not only the begad elyon, these kriyos have that obligation. For example, that which person must be megala eslibo, not only sufficient to tear a tefach, and some of the other chumras as well, the Rambam indicates would apply to all the kriyos of the Gemara. The Rambam does have some inconsistencies as to the scope of these chumros, as the Kesem Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah point out, but by and large, the Rambam holds that these kriyos are to be equated to that of a parent on all counts with regard to the tzura and the pratim of the kriya. However, the Ravid in Hilchos Tanis and Perakei and the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam dispute the Rambam, and they say that it's not true. First of all, our Gemara is mashma, that only with regard to Ichui are these kriyos to be compared to that of a parent. But Lagabi, all the other pratim and tzura of the kriya, there is no comparison. And moreover, the Gemara says mefurish and afcha bezim abez, that with regard to the kriya of a nasi, let's lahushvu, kriya sha'aveim el Ichui bilvad, that only with regard to Ichui mefurish, not like the Rambam. In addition, the Ramban asks another question, that the whole inyan that one tears legalos as libo on a parent is, as the Yerushalmi explained, in order to show the tsar shebat lo mimenu mitzvahs kibud, to show the pain that he's in, that he's been deprived of the mitzvah kibud avayim, that when the parent was alive, the mitzvah, he could perform the mitzvah. Now that the parent has passed on, he's lost the mitzvah. And to show that pain, that the mitzvah was nisbat lo mimenu, so he's megalos libo. That being the case, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, since the things in the list in our Gemara here don't share in this aspect of batl mimenu mitzvahs kibud, so then why would the Rambam be mechayev the kriyos in this Gemara to be those which are megala eslibo? The Kesem Mishnah deals with the questions of the Ravid and the Ramban. We'll focus on the answer that he offers for the last question the Ramban asked from the Yerushalmi, and he says that if you examine the list of kriyos in the Gemara, you'll see that some of the kriyos, in fact, are related to people for whom which is chayiv in kibud. For example, Rabbo, one is chayiv in kavod Rabbo, and Nasi and Avbeisin as well, there's a mitzvah of kibud. And therefore, it is appropriate for the Rambam to conclude that the kriyos on these people would entail the same chumrah of a parent with regard to the chiyav of legalos hazibo. There's the element of batal mimenu mitzvahs kibud is present in these kriyos, and since it's true for some of the things on the list, the Rambam reasoned that all the things on the list as well would have the same chumrah, that there'd be a chiyav legalos hazibo. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva in Yeradeasim and Shin Mem Vav is metamea on the case of Mishnah. Now, parenthetically, it's worth mentioning the context within which the Chasam Sofer wrote this tshuva, because, as we'll see in the famous introduction to the tshuva, there are some chidushei halachos we can learn. The tshuva was addressed to the Chasam Sofer's father-in-law, who was Rabbi Akiva Eger, and it was written as a response to a letter that Rabbi Akiva Eger sent to the Chasam Sofer that contained some questions in Hilchos Avelos. The Chasam Sofer writes in his response to Rabbi Akiva Eger that when he received the original letter from Rabbi Akiva Eger, he was nirta l'achorav. He was startled and taken aback that Rabbi Akiva Eger would address him questions in Hilchos Avelos. Ki gavra kapdona ana. He was a person who was very makbid, who was very concerned that if he would deal too much with questions that related to Avelos, then chas v'shalom, the inyan of Avelos would become something which was l'maisa for him. And even though we find dozens of tshuvas in the tshuvas Chasam Sofer that do deal with Hilchos Avelos, it would seem that he felt that his father-in-law, Rabbi Kibbe Eger, didn't need to send him, the Chasam Sofer, these questions. He could ask someone else or decide on his own. And therefore, he was makbid that Rabbi Kibbe Eger would send him these questions. And he said he didn't even look at the questions when they were originally sent to him. But nonetheless, the Chasam Sofer relates, the Haya Kishkogo Hayotza Mipi Hashalit. It was an accidental bit of Hashkocha that came out that since Rabbi Kibbe Eger sent him these questions, unfortunately, the Hashkocha had it, that he was soon afterwards informed of the passing of his mother. He writes, Rabbi Kibbe Eger, that during the Imei HaShiva, he sat down and he did look at the questions that Rabbi Kibbe Eger had addressed him, and he was responding to him in this tshuva and appending on to his responses some of the other iyunim and inyanim that he examined during the Imei HaShiva. And he instructs Rabbi Kibbe Eger that the most opportune time to look at his response would be on the upcoming Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. And that is the best time for Rabbi Kibbe Eger to examine the tshuva that the Chasam Sofer is sending back to him. It would seem that there are at least two halachas, chidush halachas, that we can glean from this introduction to this tshuva. One relates to the halacha of Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Ramah, in Orachaim Simin Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, at the end, relates that there's a minig that even when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, that the only things which are mutter to learn are the things which are those which are mutter for an avil for a person to learn on Tisha B'Av itself, only the Inyanei Avelus. And it would seem that the Chasam Sofer agrees with this minhag, and that is why he's instructing Rabbi Kibbe Eger to look at the tshuva that related to Hilchos Avelos only on that day. The truth is that the Chasam Sofer himself, in a different tshuva, in Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, explicitly refers to this minhag and does seem in favor of it, at least with regard to after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, and explains the reasoning for why the minhag developed not to learn anything other than those which are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av, even on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. He says, "The koma shalomin mechatzos ve'elach adayin machshavto alav v'hirhurer gabei balayla." That everything which a person learns fills him up with simcha, and he still is thinking about it. It's on his mind, so long as for a good number of hours after he's finished learning it, and we're concerned that if he will learn anything after Chatzos, then he'll still be maharer in the Divrei Torah once evening comes and the onset of Tisha B'Av begins. And that being the case, even when it's Shabbos, there's no reason to change that. That we still should be concerned that on Motzei Shabbos, when it's Tisha B'Av, he'll still be thinking about the Divrei Torah he learned, which will be misameachim. And therefore, it was forbidden, the minhag developed to forbid the people from learning any inyanim other than those which are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av, even on Shabbos, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, and Suodanami when Shabbos is Tisha B'Av itself. And that is reflected as well in this letter he wrote to Rabbi Kibbe Eger, instructing him to look at these inyanim only on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. The second Kiddush Halacha, which we can glean from the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, is that it would appear that the Chasam Sofer was of the opinion that it is mutter for an Avil during the Mei HaShiva to learn Be'in. Certainly he may only learn the things which an Avil may learn, but those things he may even learn Be'in, we see in this Tshuva that he responded to and appended on the inyanim that he examined during the Mei HaShiva, that there are 12 ha'aris here of Masu, Matan, Bahalacha, where he's Ma'ayin, Mufalpel, and he answers questions and poses questions. It seems like he learned Be'in Gomor. So even though we touched a little bit enough Chaf Aleph, whether or not there's a heter for an Avil to learn the inyanim which an Avil may learn to even learn them Be'im, it seems quite clear from this tshuva that Chasam Sofer is of the opinion that it is mutter for an Avil to learn the inyanei Avelos, even Be'im. In any event, regarding our sugya, the Chasam Sofer responds to the Kesem Mishnah's defense of the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah said that since there are some of the krios in the Gemara for a Nasi, for a Rabbo, for an Avbeisdin that have a mitzvah kibud, it is appropriate to say that batel mimenu mitzvah kibud, and it makes sense, the Rambam would say that there's a chiyuv to be makarei ad sheyala slibo, as we find with a parent. Chasam Sofer says, no, there's a world of difference between a parent and these other people. A parent is irreplaceable. One only has one father, one mother, and once they are gone, the mitzvah of kibud avayim is gone forever with them. But with regard to Rabbo, certainly if, as we'll see in a moment, if the Gemara is even referring to Rabbo She'enu Muvok, that there's an Inyan She'enu Misacha, certainly one could have many Rabbos She'enu Muvok. Even a Rabbo Muvok, one could always find another Rebbe later in life. And certainly with regard to a Nasi, or an Avbeisdin, as soon as they appoint another one, the mitzvah of Kibud will return. And since the mitzvah of Kibud has not been taken from the person forever, so it is not justified to be Korea Kol Begadov to be Megala Slibo, as the Rambam opinion was. Now, the Gemara says that the Chiyav for Kriya upon Rabbo is Rabbo Shel Limdo Torah, which is a very cryptic sentence. What does it mean, Limdo Torah? Does it mean taught him all the Torah he knows, most of the Torah he knows, a little bit of the Torah he knows? So as we'll see, it's actually a big machlokas in the Rishonim and in the Poskim. Tosis, the Tos appears on Nafcha Fehem Abeis, but is actually referring to our Gemara here in Nafcha Vav, sends us to the Gemara in Bav Metzia. It has there machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi as to what kind of rabbo is considered one's rabbo shalibno chachma. Rabbi Huda's opinion is, Tosis quotes, kol shirov chachma sohimenu, that he's learned most of his chachma from this rav. If you look in the Gemara there in Bav Metzia, it's clear that it doesn't actually have to mean most of his chachma in all areas of Torah. It could even be in one specific area of Torah. If it, so long as the rav has taught him most of his chachma in that specific area, that's enough. And the Gemara example is, even if it's rabbo rov chachmaso b'mikra, or rov chachmaso b'mishnah, or rov chachmaso b'talmud, even if it's a rabbi from whom we learn rov chachmaso in the learning of chumash, or learning of mishnayos, that would be enough already to have the status of rabbo. And this is what we call rabbo hamuvak, that one is certainly mechuyev, even according to Rabbi Huda, to be korea on, and the kriya has the chumrah, that's einu misacha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. However, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that no, rabbo shalim do Torah, rabbo shalim do chachma, it's a filu lo heira einov ela b'mishna achas, zehu rabbo. That even if it's what we call a rabbo sheinu mavak, and the rav it taught him only, this person has only taught him one mishnah, that's already enough to give him the shem rabbo, and he has the chumrah of rabbo with regard to the mitzvah of kibbutz and with regard to the chiyuv kriya that is not misache. The Gemara there actually relates that Shmuel and Rav had a certain person that taught them a mishnah, one mishnah. Shmuel, Rav was taught a mishnah in Kalim, even not a whole mishnah, even one shot, one definition of one word of the mishnah in Kalim. And Shmuel was taught one sentence in the mishnah in Tamid, and they both, Shmuel and Rav, respectively, tore their clothes when this person passed away, seemingly in line with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now, in terms of how we paskin, so Tosis brings two shitos as to whether or not we pass on the Rabbi Huda, that only Rabbo Hamuvak has that status of Rabbo Shalim Torah, or we pass on the Rabbi Yossi, that even Loher Inov El Mishnah Achas, it has the status of Rabbo Shalim Torah. And in Rishonim as well, we find the Machlokas, the opinion of the Rosh and the Ravya, as well as the Ma'arik and the Shorash Kuf Samach Tes, is to paskin seemingly in line with Rabbi Yossi, that even a Rabbo Sheinu Mavak, there's the Chumra of the Kriya that's Einu Misacha, whereas the opinion of the Ramban and the Rambam is that no, only a Rabbo Hamuvak has a Kriya Sheinu Misacha, which is done upon his passing. Tosis indicates, at least according to one opinion in Tosis, that even Lefi Rabbi Huda, that Rabbo Shalindo Chachma refers to Rabbi Hamuvak, that someone who's Rav Chachma Soyemenu, but still someone who taught him some area of Torah, there'd still be a Chi of Kriya without the halach of Ein Masacha, but a Chi of Kriya there still would be. And in fact, the Rambam and the Ramban agree to this as well, even though, as we mentioned, they paskin like Rabbi Huda, that there's only a kera she'enu misacha on a rabbo hamuvak, but they still concur that there is still a chi of kriya nonetheless, which is misacha, upon even rabbo she'enu mavak. And in fact, the Gemara of Metzia has another category of people for whom there is a chi of kriya, that Gemara says, Amar Ula, Talmid HaChachamim Shebebavel, Omdim Zeh Mivnei Zeh, V'Karen Zeh El Zeh. And Rashi says it means the Talmid Chacham Shebevel were chabura of people learning together, and they were Yoshin biyachad beis hamedrash tamid umakshin mafarkin lekulam lomdim zeh mizeh, chabura of people kolol together, shir yeshiva together, of friends that were learning together in a beis medrash for an extended period of time, and they taught each other Torah, and as a result of that, they acquired the status of rabbo. And as such, they were korea upon the passing of their colleagues. And again, we have the same machlekes, that according to the Rosh and the Ravya, like Rabbi Yossi, that even in Rabbi Sheinu Mavuk, there's a chiv of Kriya Sheinu Misacha. So even on the Talmid Chacham Sheba Bavel, these colleagues and friends, they would also be Korea Kriya Sheinu Misacha. Whereas according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that only on Rabbi Hamavuk, there is a chiv of Kriya Sheinu Misacha, but on any Rabbi, even Sheinu Mavuk, there is a chiv Kriya HaMisacha. So then the Talmid Chacham Sheba Bavel would have the chiv of Kriya HaMisacha. And in fact, these two opinions are brought in the Ramah in Simin Shin Mem in Yoredei and Sifches, that he writes, Tamid Chacham sheyoshvim biyachad umakshim mufarkim zeh lazeh v'lom nemiyachad yesh omrim shedinam kerav she'eino mavuk, which means that the kriya is misacha, v'yesh omrim shedinam kerav hamavuk, which means that the kriya is not misacha. So again, we've seen up until now, with regard to the chiyuv of kriya on Rabbo Shalim Do Torah, that we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that only Rabbo Hamavuk has the status of Rabbo Shalim Do Torah, and therefore only for him there would be a chiyuv of kriya she'ena misacha, the opinion of some Rishonim. And according to Rabbi Yossi, any Rabbo, even a hair in of Afil Mishnah Achas, there is the chiyuv of kriya she'ena misacha. But still, even if Rabbi Yehuda, there is a chiyuv of kriya hamisacha, and a Rabbo she'ena mavuk, even a Rabbo that taught him one little bit of Torah, Rabbi Yehuda would concur there is a chiyuv kriya, it is just doesn't have the chumrah of being eno misacha. And there is a third opinion, and this is an opinion which is Noeg today, and that is what Tosfos in the last line alludes to, and as well this is more fleshed out in the Rav Yoh and in the Maram Yurtenberg, it's quoted in the Mordechai, that really all the krios for a non-Rabbo Muvok, for not someone who is Mulambid Rav Chachmas, are only a Chumra. All the stories in the Gemara of Rav and Shmuel and Tamei Chum Shebebavel who tore, and people who taught them, even one Mishnah, these are only Chumras Ba'alma. But really, there's no Chiyuv Bichlal to be Korea for anyone other than the Rebbe who is a Rabbi Mavuk who taught him Rav Chachmas. And in that Rebbe, there's the added Chumra that the Kriya is even Eino Mizache.
But for a Rabbi She'eino Mavuk, there's no Chiyuv Kriya whatsoever. And the lashon of the Merami Rutenberg is Hecha de Nohug Nohug, Hecha de Loy Nohug Loy Nohug.
And the Ramah says in our Medinos, the minhag is to be mekel like Maram, that it's not Nohug, that there is no chiv, special chiv kriya machmas, the din of Rabbo, unless it is Rabbo Hamavuk. Certainly, as the kriyas that we saw earlier, nafchafei of a chacham or a adam kosher, would still be in effect theoretically, even for someone who has the status of rabbi sheino mavuk. He's not worse than adam kosher or a chacham if he satisfies the requirements of chacham. But as we saw earlier, and we learned afchafei that the minhag is to make on those kriyas legamri for various reasons, as the Ramah already tells us in the Shach, in the earlier Sifim and Simen Shem Mem, that we're not knowing the Kriyas of Chacham and Adam Kashab is Manenu. And here the Ramah in Sifchez Azan, we're also not knowing the Kriya for a Rabbo Sheino Mavuk, Midin Rabbo, Midin Rabbo. And as it stands then, the only Kriya that we're really left with, which L'chara, those people should still be knowing Bismanenu, for a non-relative, is the Kriya upon the passing of Rabbo Hamuvuk. And this we still see many times, L'maisa, nowadays, people whose Rabbo Muvuk passes on, we do see the Talmidim tearing Kriya at the time of the Shmur, at the time of the Levaya.
And in fact, oftentimes one can hear at a levaya of Adam Gadol, who is a Maritz Torah, Rosh Shiva, that they'll announce that Talmidim should be Korea on the left side, which is the minig. The Poskim say that for a parent, one is there's a kapeda, the one should be Korea on the left side where the heart is, and that is what the minig is as well for Talmidim al Rabbam Hamuvak. And even though we saw earlier that with regard to the Machlokas the Rambam against the Ramban and the Ravid as to whether the Kriya al Rabbo and all the things in the Gemara have all the Chumras of the Kriya of parent with regard to all the Tsuras of the Kriya, the Minig is to be Mekel like the Ravid and the Ramban, but with regard to this Minig of Sad Smol of the left side, it does seem to be the prevalent Minig to be Makbe to do the Kriya al Rabbo Mavuk on the left side, and L'chara, this is an appropriate Minig one should have, that when one's Rabbo Mavuk passes on, he should be Korea on him, and of course, the Kriya is Eino Misacha.
Now, we still need to define what does it mean, Shero Chachmos Mimenu? How do we judge at what stage a rabbo has been considered to have contributed to a person rov chachmaso? So the Ramah in Simen Resh Mem Beis in Yerodea, which is the halachas of Kvod Rabbo, quotes the Tshuvas Maharik in Sharash Kuf Samach Tes, who gives us a definition which hopefully highlights what it is about the Rebbe that a person takes. And the Rama says that the ikar of being a Rav eino tolu mishalamdu ha-pilpul v'chilukim hanogim mehem bizman hazeh. It's not the person who taught him the lomdus and the pulpulim and the deep shiurim that people are knowing to hear. Rak b'mi shalamdu pshat halacha v'ha'iyun. Only someone who taught him the pshat in the Gemara has taught him how to learn b'ma'ayin properly in the pshat ha-sigya. V'hamidu al ha-emes v'ha-yoshe. And taught him how to think straight and had reached true conclusions. And therefore, it would seem that someone who has Rosh Shiva, who he heard Shir Kali from, or he heard other Shirim from, but he didn't hear a daily blatchir from him, and didn't mamash pick up a derech halimut from him, that would not be considered Abba Mavuk. Masha Enkein, one's Rebbe, who he heard a blatchir from, or he acquired the derech halimut from him, and he learned how to take apart a sigya, he learned how to be shokel b'daito, what's the emes v'hayosher in the sugya and what isn't, that would be considered the Rabbi HaMavuk. And l'chara, most people do have such a person. People certainly who learned in yeshivos and heard shiurim, blat shiurim, have such a Rebbe that was put them on the path toward emes v'hayosher, that taught them how to learn the pshat ha-sugyas and the darkei ha-limud, and they would have the status of Rabbi HaMavuk.
L'chara, the oimek ha-pshat in the Maharik, in the Ramah, is that even though technically speaking, one might have only heard a shir from this Rebbe who granted him the Derech HaLimud only for several years, but the Torah that he learned his whole life, so the vast majority of it was not heard from a shir from the Rebbe. But the pshat is that because the Rebbe gave him the Derech HaLimud, gave him the tools to learn, so we attribute all of the Torah that the person learned his whole life, this whole approach, this whole way of judging the sugya, of being shoykel b'daito, like we said, to reaching the emes and the osher, to be asuke shmeitz alibe d'hilchasa, in the sugyas that he learns, it's all attributed to the schus of the Rebbe, because the Rebbe gave him the tools to do it properly. So the derech halima that he picked up, that he acquired from that Rebbe, we now can say that rov of the chachma that the person learns throughout his whole life can be in his dakev to the, can be attributed to the schus of that Rebbe, and hence he acquires the status of rabo shalimdo rov chachmasu.
The Pesukei Teshuva here adds on Maror Mokom from the Shuvas Shaar Ephraim. He says additionally that if someone does Kiruv and they are Mekarev, people, Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, or similarly if someone converts Gerim as well, that Geri Tzedek, they come to be Chosid Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, so the Chor, they also should have the status of Rabbi HaMuvuk, even though they didn't teach them Torah in terms of the Darkei HaLimud or teach them the Mikra, but all their mitzvahs, all their life as a Jew, as a religious Jew, as an observant Jew, is they owe to this person, and therefore they should treat him like a Rabbi HaMuvuk, and in the event of their passing, they should be Korea on them Kedin Rabbah.
The Gemara tells how Elisha was korea upon seeing the Eliyahu, his Rebbe, going up l'shamayim. And the Gemara asks that why was Elisha korea? Eliyahu was still chai. And the Gemara answers that since the pasuk says kevin dechsiv lo ra'o od l'gabedi day kimeis domi, since Elisha was not destined to see Eliyahu again, so then it was considered as if he was mace. The Ritva says that even though the Gemara here discusses the Kriya on a Rebbe when the Rebbe is still alive, in the event that the Rebbe takes leave of the Talmud forever, this is only true with regard to the specific story of Eliyahu, because Eliyahu went lamarom. Eliyahu went to the heavens, and he was not destined to come back. But if one's Rebbe would go to Medina Sayyam and not plan to ever return to the place where the Talmud is, nonetheless, as the Ritva, the Talmud would still not be korea upon the Rebbe's departure, because it is possible, efshar sheireo, it is possible that he'll see him once again. On the other hand, the Meiri says that no, that the reason that there is no kriya for the Rebbe when the Rebbe takes leave of the Talmud is not because he's possible for him to see it again, even if it's certain that he would never see the Talmud again. Simply because the Rebbe is still alive, that's enough for us to say that the Talmud should not be korea on the Rav. Hare, the Gemara, in the Gemara, Elisha was korea on Eliyahu, even Eliyahu technically was alive, the Gemara says Eliyahu chayu. Miri answers in a cryptic way, sod Hashem le'ireyav. This was an exceptional case, that which Elisha was korea on Eliyahu, even though Eliyahu didn't yet perish, because this was a special event for these Nevi'im of Elisha and Eliyahu, so Elisha treated it as if it was a mace. The simple nafkamina between the Ritva and the Meiri would be in a case where it is absolutely certain that the Talmud will never see the Rebbe again. According to the Meiri, it doesn't make a difference so long as the Rebbe is still alive. And it is certain, we know for the meantime at least, the Rebbe is still alive. So there's no grounds for the Talmud to be Korea. But if the Ritva, if we could have a case where it is certain that the Rebbe will never see the Talmud again, so then it would be justified for the Talmud to be Korea once he takes leave of the Rebbe. For example, Rachmana Litzlan, perhaps if someone's Rebbe sustains some brain damage or some other serious physical damage, which makes it clear that the Talmud will never see the Rebbe conscious again. So even though, technically speaking, the Rebbe is still alive, and the Fidu Meiri, there is not yet grounds to be Korea, but the Fidu Ritva, it is very possible that already the Talmud should be Korea upon the Rav once this event happens. And the lumdus of this machlokas can be explained, that the Meiri understands that the Mechayev to be Korea on the Rav stems from the fact that the Rav is Megadol him in Torah, Megadol him, brings him to Olam Haba, like we saw the Lashon of the Ramah earlier, that he's Meviyosu Lidei Olam Haba. And in that respect, he takes the role of a parent. Just like a parent brings him Olam Hazeh, the Rav brings him Olam Haba, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. And that's why the Kriyas are equated, that of a parent and that of a Rav. And the same way it is Chara Pashut, that one does not do Kriya on one's parent, so long as the parent's alive. One does not have any Avelis Bechlal, and by the same token, it's not Korea, so long as his parent's still around, even if the parent is not able to see him, not able to be with him. Same thing should be true for Rabbo. That's the opinion of the Meiri. On the other hand, the Ritva says a note that the relationship of a Rebbe and a Talmud that is Mechayev the Kriya is not so much in that the Rebbe takes the role of the parent of the person as Kilu, he's molded, his neshama, he brings him the Olam Haba just like the parent Bel Olam Hazeh. No, it's because of the relationship of the Torah. That which the Rebbe can constantly be giving Torah to the Talmud and has the potential to one day still add to the Talmud's Torah, that is what sustains the relationship. But in the moment that the relationship is broken, that it is evident that there will not be any more Talmud Torah going on between the Rav and the Talmud, then it's been severed, and it's kilu the Rav is nostalgic, kilu the Rav is left. The Talmud has no longer a way of accessing that which the Rav was for him, that which the Rav was a Makar of Torah, Makar of Mesorah, Makar of Halacha. He can't get to it anymore because the Rav's not here. And therefore, even if the Rav technically is alive, but it would already make sense for the Talmud to be Korea, because the Talmud has lost that which it was about the Rebbe that made him his Rav.
The Gemara raises a stira between the Braisa that says that if a person sees both Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, he must be Korea for both of them independently, and the second Braisa that says that if a person sees the Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, all he needs to do is be Korea a single Kera and then be Mosif Amashu for the second Re'iyah. And the Gemara resolves the contradiction and says, "Hadepaga b'mikdash tchila, hadepaga b'Yerushalayim tchila." That if he sees Yerushalayim first, which is the normal order, then he must have the two independent krios, one for the Yerushalayim and then subsequently for the mikdash. Whereas if it's paga b'mikdash tchila, if he sees the mikdash first, then all he must do is to be Korea on the Mikdash, and then when he sees subsequent to that the city of Yerushalayim b'Chorbana, it is sufficient if he sees Korea in Mashim.
Now the Rishonim argue, what is the case of Paga b'Mikdash Beresha? How is it that the person came to see the Mikdash first without first seeing the city of Yerushalayim and its Chorbana? So the Mefarish here says, he says, "Kigon shenoch nichnas Yerushalayim meshidat tevu migdol, duleira Yerushalayim atra beis haMikdash." He came in an enclosed box or something of the like, and as a result, he didn't see any of his surroundings. And when he came out, he was already at the Mekom HaMikdash. He saw the Mikdash first, and then only afterwards did he see the rest of Yerushalayim. Then he is Korea on the Mikdash, and only most of a little bit on Yerushalayim. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tanius, Perkei Halachot HaZayin, he says, not such a big Kimta, he says, the case is, Shepaga HaMikdash Tchila Kashiyava Miderach HaMidbar. If he approaches from the Midbar, which is on the eastern side, as we know today in Yerushalayim, that he comes upon the Mekom HaMikdash first, and only afterwards will he see Yerushalayim. And that's the case of the Gemara of Paga HaMikdash Tchila. Now we need to understand, what is the Machlokas? We understand why the Rama wouldn't have said Rashi's Rekimta if he has a simpler Rekimta, but why did Rashi not want to say the Rama's Rekimta that he approached from the east, from Derech HaMidbar? So in the Sefer Ir HaKodesh Ramikdash from Reb Chiel Michel
Tikuchinsky, he suggests perhaps the machlokes is what part of the Mekom HaMikdash does one need to see to become mischayev in Kriya. Rashi, or the Mefarish, understood that one needs to see the Ritzpas HaZara. One needs to see the actual floor, the actual place on the ground where the Hazara used to be. Only then is he mechayev to be korea on the Ri'yas Mekom HaMikdash. Whereas the Rambam understood that no, even seeing some of the structures or buildings which are built upon the Har HaBayis, or built upon the Mekom HaMikdash, that's already enough to be mechayev. So since Rashi understood that one needs to see the Ritzpas HaZara in order to be mechayev in Kriya, so even if he'll say the Rambam Zukimta that he came from the east, approached from the Derech HaMidbar, but still he won't be able to, it's command impossible for him to see the Ritzpas HaZara, which requires him getting very close and perhaps going even up on a high place like Har HaZeisim or some other high vantage point, that to see the Mikdash without first seeing Yerushalayim. And therefore Rashi was nitchak to say that the Ukimta de Gemara is where he was nichnas b'shiru tevo migdal, and then he got to the place like Har HaZeisim or something like that, even without having seen Yerushalayim first and only seeing Mekom HaMikdash initially. Whereas the Rambam, who held that it is enough for a person to see any of the indications upon Har HaBayis which show the Churban, so then if one approaches from the east, then he'll be able to see the buildings or the other simanim of the Churban on Har HaBayis first, theoretically, before he sees the rest of Yerushalayim, and hence he'll be mischayev in the Kriya on Yerushalayim in the Kriya of the Mikdash before the Kriya on Yerushalayim. In Lamdas, it could be the Machlokas is, what about the Mikdash does one need to see? Does one need to see Kipshuto Makam HaMikdash? He needs to see the place of Beis HaMikdash where he sees the place and there's no Mikdash there. So that, and that would include the Ritzpas HaZara, the floor of the HaZara, then he's Mechayev in Kriya. Or no, any of the other indications, seeing the other buildings which the Muslims have erected on the place, or other indications about the place which show that there's no Mikdash here, he sees there's no Mikdash here, that's ready enough to be Mechayev in Kriya. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Now Lamaisa, as far as what we do today, the Bach in Siman Tavkof Samach Aleph quotes from the Likutim that says that even if one sees the dome, which is upon the Mekom HaMikdash, that's ready enough for him to be Mischayev in Kriya. And this is paskined as well by the Sefer Pa'asa Shulchan, that if one already sees the dome on the Mekom HaMikdash, that's ready enough, which Kafi the Lamdas, that the Rav Chaim Michal Tikuchinsky suggests, is to follow the opinion of the Rambam, that one does not need to see the Ritzpas HaZara, one is enough to, it's enough to see the building of the dome upon the Mekom HaMikdash in order to mischayev in Kriya. It is a worthy chumra, which some people do keep to get to a vantage point where they can see Ritzpas HaZara and only then do the Kriya, to also follow this potential chumra in the Shita of Rashi. But it seems that the minhag of most people is even when they only see the dome or the other indications upon the Har HaBayis or the buildings which they see there, which show that there is no mikdash there, that's ready enough for them to be mischayev in Kriya.
The Gemara on Amud Beis, when it's discussing the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira as to whether or not one is Korea, Kare Echad on all of the relatives, including the Aviv Imo, or that there's another kriya which is necessary for Aviv Imo, it says Amr Shmuel Halacha Kabbudu Meseira, who was machmir that al Aviv Imo you need to have a kara b'fnei atzmo. Then we're asked, so Amr Shmuel Hachiv Amr Shmuel Halacha Divrei Mekel ba'Avel. So we should have been Mekel like the Tanakama that is kara echad lekula and including the Aviv Imo. And the Gemara answer is Avelas lechud and kriya lechud. The cloud that Shmuel gave us that Halacha Divrei Mekel ba'Avel only relates to inyone Avelas and not to inyone kriya. And we need to understand in what way is Kriya to be differentiated from Inyanei Avelus. So the Ritva here offers two possibilities. One possibility is Alpi the Shita and Rishonim, primarily this is known as the Shita Saravid, quoted by the Rosh and Simon Gimel, that the Chiv Kriya is Midaraisa. We saw earlier in the Gemara, earlier in the Perek, that the Gemara brought a Pasuk for the Chiv of Kriya, and the Ravid takes the Gemara Kipshuto, that it's not an Asmachta, but it's a real Chiv Daraisa. The Gemara even said that someone who's not Korea Almeso is Chayv Misa. The Ravid took that to mean that we're very serious about Kriya, and therefore it is Daraisa. And therefore the Gemara would be Kipshuto, that which Avelos is only, is Halach Nivra Mekla Avel, is that, because Avelos, by and large, is Rabbanon, perhaps the first day is Daraisa, as we've seen. But by and large, Havela is only Drabonon, whereas Kriya is Daraisa, and therefore it would follow that Halacha Dibur Mekel Ba'Avel would only be true about Havelas, which is Drabonon, but Kriya, which is Daraisa, very simply, there would be no reason for us to say Halacha Dibur Mekel Ba'Avel. It would seem to follow, according to this Pshat in the Ritva, that as far as Inyone Havelas on the first day is concerned, which is Daraisa according to many Shittos, then we would not say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel regarding Inyonei Avelos on the first day. The second answer that the Ritva offers is that no, even if we say like the Shita of the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim that Kriya is only Drabonon just as Avelos is, but there's a separate Kula in Avelos that we don't find in Kriya, and that is that Avelos, we are even willing to take the opinion of the Yachid against the Rabbim when he is the Mekel. Whereas normally, Srim Drabonon, or Inyonim Drabonon, if the Yachid is arguing on the Rabbim, even though he's Mekel, normally we say, Depetivir Sofrim, Halocha Achar HaMekel, but if the Rabbim is Machmirim, we will oftentimes follow the opinion of the Rabbim to be Machmir. When it comes to Inyon, and Kriya is treated like any other Din Medivir Sofrim that has these parameters that we don't say Halocha Kedivir Yachid, but Malkum Rabbim, even on a drabbanon when Yochid is Mekel, because the rabbim are against him. But with regard to Avelos, there's a special kula that the Yochid is to be considered the manda omar that we follow, even if he's this rabbim against him, so long as he's the Mekel, because halacha kedivri Mekel ba'avel. That's the way in which we differentiate between Avelos and Kriya.
Now, the Ritva doesn't explain to us in the second Mahalach that he said to differentiate between an Avelis, that an Avelis will say Halacha Dibur HaMekel Yachid even against the Rabbim, why it is that we have this extra special Kula in Avelis as opposed to in Kriya. And perhaps we can suggest a few possibilities based on the Ramban and Toras HaAdam and other Rishonim. The Ramban and Toras HaAdam alludes to the fact that even if we hold, not like the Rabbi Shita, that Kriya is Daraisa, we hold like the Ramban is of the opinion very strongly against the Rabbid that Kriya is not Daraisa, but nonetheless there is an Asmachta, as we brought earlier, an Asmachta from Bnei Aaron tells us about Kriya. Whereas Avelos, even though Avelos, the first of Avelos perhaps is Daraisa, the Kefilah Shittos of the Gaonim, but all the other balance of the Avelos is only Drabonim. And the Ramban intimates that the Inyan of Avelos that Drabonin added on was something which was Einlo Iker, something which had no basis in the Torah to add on Avelos beyond the first day of the Yom Hamar. And on that, Drabonin felt that because there's no Asmachta, because there's no Iker Menot Torah, that we should have a klal, we should have a Mahalach of being Mekel. And the Rabbanon doesn't say exactly the rationale for the Rabbanon is, but it sounds like something which the Rabbanon or Mechadesh, that there's no Asmachta for and there's no Iker Menot Torah for. So Rabbanon felt it's not appropriate to be Mekel. And in fact, the Rabbanon notes that most of the Machlokasim that we find about which we said, Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel, that we even follow the opinion of the Yachid against the Rabbim, those related to things which Einlam Iker Menot Torah, and he gives several examples in the list. So that could be one possibility as to why we have this extra special Kula in Avelos, that even when the Yachid is Mekel against the Rabbim Machmirim, we'll say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel, whereas Kriya, which has an Iker Menot Torah, has an Asmachta, we'll treat like any other Divrei Sofrim, but if the Rabbim Machmirim, we will not say B'Divrei Sofrim Halacha Achara Mekel. Another possibility the Ramban offers, and he says this was perhaps the Pshat in the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, who seem to have held that even if the Sofek or the Machlokas that we're discussing in Avelos, that we say Halacha Dibur Mekel about relates to the first day, which would be Daraisa, nonetheless, we would still say Halacha Dibur Mekel, which would be a very big chiddush, even though we're dealing with the Daraisa, we'd still follow the Yachid HaMekel. So Ramban says, even though he doesn't agree with this opinion of the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, but he suggests perhaps a rationale for them. He says, Vishema, Pipnei she'ein daito shel adam onenes misafik, v'libo nimshach achar hasimcha. The nature of a person is that he's not naturally taken to be sad, to be in pain, to be in grief, but people like to be happy, people like to think happy thoughts and be in happy moods, and therefore if there's a machlokas, even if there's only a yachid who's mekel, or if there's any question, any suffix at all, so people aren't naturally taken to be misonin and to be misabel. And therefore, even if the avelos in question relates to the deraisa, but because a person isn't going to naturally fall in line with the avelos, which he's become mischayiv in, he doesn't have that natural grief and pain which normally is associated with avelos, so the one decided that it's appropriate in these cases to say that we should follow the Yochid. We should follow the Yochid and say that the person, in fact, will not become as chayv and avelis whatsoever. The Chiddush, Naaman says he doesn't agree with it, but perhaps it could be an explanation. Certainly, if we say, like the Ritva and the Ramban themselves hold, that the halacha, the klal of halacha yirmekel ba'avel only applies to the Rabbanon, so this could be a valid rationale as to why the Rabbanon would be mekel, because the Rabbanon knew that people weren't taken to be misabel ba'kama machlokas, and in fact, Ramban does say this. He doesn't say this about the inyan of halacha yirmekel ba'avel, but he says this in a different context with regard to what the Gemara says in Bechoros, that on a suffix, we say a person is not mechuyav to misabel. The case in the Gemara, there's a suffix nefel. It's not clear if the child was bar kayam or not. So the Ramban says that it's not because necessarily the inyan of suffix drabanan lekula. He says ela mipnei shekol suffix ben kayama ein libo shel adam dava alav ve ein bo aninus the libo shel adam. The maros, the bitterness, the grief, and the pain that normally goes along with the first day of Avelos is absent in Makom Safek, and therefore the Rabbanon decided to say in Makom Safek, the person is pater from Avelos. Perhaps also this could be the pshat in Halacha D'Meklava, that where there is a dispute, a machlokas as well, so we go b'asav the Yachid because Ein Libushal Adam Nimshach L'Aninus Avelos Misafek, but rather Acher HaSimcha. So again, to summarize, until now we've seen two reasons as to why the Gemara differentiates between Avelis and Kriya. If we say Kriya is Dereis and Avelis is not, so then it's very poshut why we'd say Alach Devi Mekel Ba'avel and Kriya we would not. If we'd say that Kriya as well is only Derabanan, so we suggest that Alpi the Ramban in Taras Adam, either that because the Inyani Avelis don't have an Asmachta, Ein Lam Ikum and Atorah, and that's where all the Machlokasim within which we said Alach Devi Mekel Ba'avel played themselves out. So Rabbanan made a klal and said we're not Machmer and Avelis because Ein Lam Ikum and Atorah, as opposed to Kriya, which has an Asmachta. So Rabbanan treated like any other Rabbanan that if the Rabbi Machmir and we don't go bust the Yachad Mekel. Or perhaps a more extreme shot, and this might even be the possibility might exist that even if Avelis is Daraisa, we would still say Alach Devi Mekel Ba'avel, because a person's lave is not naturally taken to be Misabel B'makam Safek or B'makam Machlokas, and we prove this other places in the Ramban, the Svara, and perhaps this would be the reason that we differentiate between Kriya and Avelis as well, that Kriya doesn't have this same parameters, rather it's treated like any other Isser Darabanon, that if the Rabban Machmir and we follow them against the Yachad HaMekel. The Gemara brings the memra of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that if one borrows a chaluk from his friend, and he informs him that he's going to visit his father who is ill, and he goes to his father and finds that his father has passed away, then he's korea the chaluk of his friend, and he's able to be ma'acha that kera, even though normally one is forbidden to be ma'acha the kera that one tears on the passing of a father. But here he's allowed to be ma'acha, and the Shach explains in the Siman Shin Mem, Sivkaton Chaf Mem Ches, that here the Rushus that the Mashil gave to the Karev of the son of the father who died to be Korea was only so that it shouldn't be Mizbayish, so that it shouldn't be ashamed that he is not tearing the clothes he's wearing when his father passes away. But he didn't give him Rushus to leave that that kera on the beged as a permanent ruining of the beged, and he never gave him rishus to be mechel on it the din of a kera shena misacha, and it remains a kera hamisacha. The Gemara continues, "Zuchshiyavu lebeis amachzel lachaluku v'nosnu l'dmei karo." Then when he returns the beged to the mashil, he has to pay him for the kera that was inflicted upon the beged. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel concludes, "Vim lo hodio," if he did not tell the mashil that he's going to visit his ill father, "Hareza lo yigabo," he may not be kare the beged whatsoever. The Maril in a tshuva Simon Kuf Tzariches asks in this Gemara, he doesn't understand. "Amay lo yigabo, im hu rotz l'sham lo kol chaluko l'sham liknas lo chadash." If he wants, he can in effect purchase this chaluk from his friend by buying him a new one and replacing it completely, and then this chaluk will be like it's his chaluk, and he'll be able to do the kera that he's mechuyav to do upon finding out or witnessing the death of his father. "Umay time alo yikra." So the Maharil concludes from here an important chiddush lahalacha. He says, "Ela vaday ikara yitztarach l'sham lo michadash." If he'll do the kriya that he's mechuyav to do, then he'll have to buy a new beged for his friend, because the friend gave him no rishus whatsoever to make any kara at all. and he doesn't want to have to spend the money to buy a whole new beged. Ulahachil lo yikra ad she is damin lo taliso. And that being the case, he's not mechuyev to be korea until he has his own talis that he'll be able to save the money that he would have had to pay the friend to buy the entire talis. He'd rather just have his own talis there to be korea and be korea and suffer the loss on that talis, but instead of having to buy his friend a whole new talis. So the Maril tells us, a chiddush la'halacha, that if one is concerned about a monetary cheshbon, that he doesn't want to suffer a loss of money as a result of doing a kriya on a certain beged, he's allowed to push off the kriya and wait until it's more convenient for him, beside his finances, to do the kriya on a different beged. And this is a very important chiddush la'halacha, which is nogei l'maisa, that if a person who unfortunately becomes mechuyev in kriya on the death of a relative, and he's wearing expensive clothes, a nice suit, things like that, he's not mechuyev, according to the Maril, to do the kriya, even at the ikar shas chimum, when he would normally be mechuyev to be korea when he's wearing the expensive clothes, but he's permitted to push off the kriya, and in the meantime, put on less expensive clothes. It's brought in the Gilyan Marsha, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Mem Siftes, he quotes the Rashai Lifshot HaBeged Shalavishbo Im Chasalav Lubosh Acher L'Kriya Af V'Meis Aviv, that he's permitted to push off the Kriya and take off the Beged that he's wearing, and only afterwards be Korea, the less expensive Beged. Now the Shach in Yordea Simin Shin Mem Sif Katan Nun also deals with the question Maril asked, why is it that in the Seifa of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's statement, the Avil isn't Mechuyev to be Korea and then pay back? And the Shach says, the reason is very simple, because since he has no Rishus to do this Kera, because the Mashal wasn't Bechlal aware or informed of that he was going to be visiting his sick father, so the Avil has the status of a Shol Shalom Idas Shehu Gazlon, that it's Ki'ilu he is borrowing the Chaluk without any permission to do the Kriya, and he has the status of a Gazlon. And the Shach says, if a Chaluk goes, lo yotza, says that if one steals a Chaluk and does Kriya, and he's not Yotza Mitzvah's Kriya, because it's a Mitzvah Baba Avera, and therefore even it won't even help to be Korea this beggar. The answer to the Maril's question is exactly the opposite. Not only does he not have the option to do the beggar, to do the Kriya, but even if he would do the Kriya, it wouldn't be Yotzi. It would be a Mitzvah Baba Avera, because Shol Shalom Midas is a Gazlan, and one who does Kriya and a Chaluk Gazel is a Mitzvah Baba Avera Shol Yotza. Now the truth is, the Maril himself, in the Hemshech of that Shuva there, deals with this issue. He says that don't tell me that there's a that the answer to my question is that a Shol Shalom Midas is called a Gazlan. He says a Chiddush, that even though it's true, a Shol Shalom Midas is called a Gazlan, it doesn't mean he did an Avera. It doesn't mean that it has the status of a Mitzvah Baba Avera. It means he has the status of a Gazlan for Kinyani Gezela, that he's Mechayiv Achrayas like a Gazlan, but he does not have the Isser of a Gazlan so long as he intends on returning it. And he has the ability to take it for that which he wants to, if he intends on paying back for it, or if he intends on returning the thing itself without ruining it. Achidish la'alacha in the din of Shol Shalom Midas, that one may use it so long as he intends on returning it. And only thing is, it'll have to be treated like a gazlan. It'll have kinyone gazlan in the meantime. It'll be mechuyev for onus and things like that. But he's not violate any averos by taking the davar hanishal Shalom Midas. And since it's a heter gamur, the Maril says, my question stands, and you have to say, like my answer before, that the person is allowed to push off the kara because he's chas on the money that he would have to spend to buy a new beged, and he wants to wait till he has his own beged. The Chida in the Birka Yosef over here in Simen Shin Mem points out that the Shach seemed to have missed the Maril, because Maril dealt with the Shach's Ha'ara. It would seem the Shach argued in the Maril and felt the Maril is a very big chiddush to say that Shol Shalom Midas does not entail any Avera Bechlal, and the Shach held no, that of course it entails an Avera, and hence, to be Korea on a Beged, the one with Shol Shalom Midas, would be the equivalent of being Korea on a Beged Gazel, and it would be a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. Now regarding the Kula, the Chiddush Din Lahaka that the Maril said, that one may push off the Kriya in order to be Korea on less expensive clothes, so the Sefer Chiddushim would be Urim, he says this is evidently a very big Chiddush, and perhaps we can say that Maril only meant it if one will be able to do the kriya with his own begadim, the less expensive begadim, miyad besamuch ba'od b'shas chimum, when he's still in the throes of the grief and the raw pain after the death, the shas, the siyas neshama, or even the shas halavaya is also considered one of the shas chimums. But if by delaying in order to get less expensive clothes, he'll miss those ikar shaschimums. It is possible the Maharil never said his kula, that one may push off the kriya. He says, in any event, it's a midis chasidus to not be push off the kriya b'chalal, but at the immediate moment of the shaschimum to be korea the begadim he has, even if they happen to be expensive. But the poskim did break down the kula of the Maharil, and he's supposing that perhaps the Maharil's kula wouldn't apply to a situation where the shas chimam will be lost legamri. It is the minig, evidently, for avelim to choose clothes that they will wear to the levaya or wear to the mamad of the kriya, which they don't mind being korea, even if they're wearing other clothes at the time of the shmur or the time of the nsiyas neshama, which is the main shas chimam. But nonetheless, they do. The minig does seem to be knowing like the Maharil, to put on clothes that, of choice that one doesn't mind so much to be korea, to be mekayim the halacha of kriya, seemingly in line with the kula of the Maharil. Now, one could have answered the Maharil's question with an entirely different mahalach, and that is the yisod that we find in the Rishonim back in the Afchaf, in the Shita, Tamid Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis, and in the Ritva, and Mukyosir as well makes reference to the Shita, that there's a din of lachem in the Begadim of Kriya. Since the Mekor of Kriya is from the Pasuk of Bigdechem Al Tifromu that were said to Bnei Aaron, that they should not do the Primas of Begadim, the Kriyas of Begadim, but everyone else should. And the Lashon of the Pasuk there is Bigdechem, that it should be your Begadim. So the Rishonim, some Rishonim deduce from there that there's only a Chiyav of Kriya on those Begadim which are Lachem. And since the Begadim in Ar Gemara are not lachem, if the balabayas, if the mashil wasn't aware at all that the person was going to visit his sick father, there is no reason to think that he was maknit to him at all, and it's certainly not lachem. So mamela, that's a simple reason why he couldn't do kriya, because he's not going to be able to be yotzei the kera with begadim she'en shalo. This is one of the pshatim that the Shita offers. The Gemara in the Afchav had a lashon, mi she'en lo chalak lekriya, someone who doesn't have clothing to tear. And the Rishonim asked, what do you mean? Everyone has some clothing, everyone is wearing something. So one of the answers that the Rishonim quoted in the Shemar Bin Yosef was it meant he was wearing borrowed clothes. And since the clothes weren't his, so he was not able to mekayim din of lachem, and mamela, he didn't have clothing to do the mitzvah of kriya with. Now one might ask, if this is the case, that there's a chiv of lachem to do kriya with begadim which belong to the avil. So now we have to go back to the reisha. What is the pshat in the reisha that the person can do the kriya when the mashil was aware, when was informed that he's going to visit his sick father? Even if the mashil granted rishus to the avil to do kriya in the event that the father would be found to have passed away, but the mehechitesi, that the mashil would be maknet to him legamri, and say that it actually belongs to the avel for the kiyum of din of lachem. Now perhaps we can answer this question alpi the rush in kiddushin. The rush there in Perek Aleph Simon Chaf is discussing the minig, the widespread minig Ashkenaz, that a person would be mekadesh with a tabas shu'ula, with a borrowed ring. And the Rosh was very bothered. How can it be? He says, "Me'ayin haraglayim to do such a minig. Do lechora ena mikudeshes. Kevin shekibla tabas adayti shishala ve'ena shala." Hare, the woman assumes that it's her tabas, and it's not because it has to be given back. So why would it be? Why was there a minig in Ashkenaz that the kiddushin should be done with a tabas sheula? So the Rosh writes a chiddush on them nearly that if the person who borrowed the chassan, who borrowed the tabas from the mashil, told him that he was using the tabas in order to do kiddushin with it. So then mikudeshes. The keva dehishalo adai to lekadesh ba'osa isha, says the Rosh, anan sahade de gomar beliba litdulo ba'osa loshen shiyoel in the kiddushin. Shetehei al isha mikudeshes bo. That if the mashil was aware that the purpose that the shoyel needed the tabas for was to do kiddushin, and he knows that kiddushin needs to be shalow of the Baal and of the Isha, of the Chassan and of the Kaila. So then Anan Sahadi, that he gave to him in a way that would make it feasible for him to accomplish his goal, to accomplish that which he wanted the She'ela for. And even if it was necessary to give him a Matana, at least a Matana, Manas L'Hachzer, at the very least, so that's assumed that we assume that's what he did, even if the Mashal never
spoke it out. He never said that he was being nosin labanas lahachzer as a matana. We assume that because he was aware of the circumstances for which the tabas is needed, so then the chasan is considered that considered it to have been mekabel the tabas as a matana, and it is his at least to be able to do the kiddushin. And interestingly enough, the Rosh actually quotes our Gemara. He quotes the Gemara Moikod Nav Chavov, the Halacha of Rosh Shimon Gamliel, who says that we see it depends if whether or not the Mashil was aware of the circumstances of the Kera, of the Sheila on the Beged, makes a difference as to whether or not the person can be Korea or not. So even if the Rosh is not clear in the Rosh if he learns that the din of Lachem is absolutely necessary and is ma'akev on Kriyas Begadim of on a mace. But at Kol Panim, we see in the Rosh that the Rosh connects our sugya with the idea that he supposed that if the Mashal is aware of the need that the Shoal has for the Davar Hanishal, then we assume he did the Kinyan in the optimal way to make it feasible for the Shoal to do what he needs to do. I mean, you know, that could be the Pshat here, Lefi, the Ritva, and the Shita Tamid Reino Yochil Mi Paris, who said that there's a din of Lachem and the Begadim that one does Kriyan, and the Pasuk of Vedechem Losifromu. And we asked that in the Reisha here, where the Shoal, the Mashal ostensibly was not Maknet to him, all he did was give him Rishus to be Korea. But where do we see that there was a Kinyan? The answer is that no, since the Mashal was aware that the person needed to be Korea in the eventuality of the father's death, and there's a halacha of Lachem, so then Anan Sahadi that the Mashal gave to him in a way that would make it possible for the Shoal to be Yotzi, his din Kriya. And Mamela, we can presume, even without having him said so, that he gave him Matana, at least a Matana, Amanas Lahazi. Tosus in the Ramasal Korea cites the Gemara in the last verse of the Darim in Afpe Zion that says, Amr lo meis ruvein v'kara, v'charkach amr lo kaim haya umeis is tana lo yotza. That if a person was informed that his relative died, and upon hearing this news he did kriya, and then he was told that no, at the time that we told you he died, in reality he was actually still alive, so he's not yotze the kriya, even if the person subsequently died. Even if later he finds out the person did subsequently die, the kriya that he did upon hearing that he was dead when he was actually still alive is not good enough. Lo yotza. However, the Gemara concludes, im meis al atar, if he dies immediately, ain't serach lekriya. Then he is yotza the kera if the person did die in reality immediately after the false news was given to the person, he was Korea, the person actually did die, then he's Yotze. Kamhu al atar, what is considered to be immediately? Kedei Dibur. The shir that we're familiar with of Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, this Gemara is a chiddush in the Geder of Toch Kedei Dibur. We're used to thinking of Toch Kedei Dibur as a din in Gemiras Das. For example, if someone says a bracha, or if someone makes some other kind of statement, he has the ability to retract it and change it within Toch Kedei Dibur because he hasn't yet completed his he hasn't concretized his decision to do the Maisa or to say this bracha until Toch Kedei Dibur has passed, and we still give him the right to kilu retract the statement and amend it within the time of Toch Kedei Dibur. Now this obviously would not hold water at all with regard to Kriya. If Kriya is a mitzvah to be done upon the mace, and it's avoiding the Gemara there, that if the Kriya is done before the Misa, he's not Yotze, and that's why if in the event that the person was in reality was alive at the time of the Kriya, the Ovel is not Yotze the din of Kriya, so then why would it matter even if the person died a couple seconds later, actually in reality did die a couple seconds later, a Toch Kedei Dibur from the Kera, how would Toch Kedei Dibur help us if Toch Kedei Dibur simply didn't Gemiras Hadas, an ability to retract and solidify one's decision within a few seconds? That certainly wouldn't help with regard to Toch Kedei Dibur. So the truth is, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, in our Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simon Nun Zayin, proves in this Gemara that it's not simply the Pshat Toch Kedei Dibur that we can be mitzaref the decisions and the statements one makes within a few seconds of each other. El de nechshav mamish kevas achas, that Toch Kedei Dibur is a period of time that in halacha is considered to be simultaneous, split second. There is no difference in time, bechlal, between what happens at a point and a Toch Kedei Dibur from that point. And therefore, since the Misa happened within Toch Kedei Dibur of the Kriya, al pi halacha, that is considered as if the Misa and the Kriya happened at simultaneous points. And hence, we understand why one could be yotze, the halacha of the mitzvah of kriya, even if the misa happened afterwards. So long as we're talking to dibur, the halacha considers that those two events to have happened at the same time.
Rav Moshe applies this yisod to other places. He says in other places in halacha, for example, in halachas brachos with regard to mitzaref different achilos, he says that even if the achila is done in incremental units of one ma'is achila and another ma'is achila and another ma'is achila, but still if the ma'is achila is done straight without breaking for more than Tochtei Dibur, that is considered as if all the increments of the Achila were done at the same time. Since Tochtei Dibur is Mamish of Asachas, so we consider all these Maisim to have been done all of Asachas, and he applies this to other areas of Halacha as well. This is the Yisod which Lachara we see in the nature, the Geder of Tochtei Dibur, from this Gemara Nedarim that Tosas in our Sugya cites.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.